But before we get into the fracking debate, there's time for us to take a look at what's been making the science headlines this week. So, Kate, what have you got for us?
Well, I've been looking at Alzheimer's this week. Now, Alzheimer's is a really important disease for the UK. They estimate that by 2025, 1 million people will be suffering from the disease. But what a team of Cambridge researchers wanted to work out this week is why did developed countries like Britain and the US have a lot higher rate of Alzheimer's than developing countries? Now, you might think it's just because of our age. We live longer. People get Alzheimer's when they're older, so we have a higher rate. But even if you take into account age, Europe still has a much higher rate of Alzheimer's than South America, China, and India. Now, there's this hygiene hypothesis, which if you look at the brain of someone with Alzheimer's, you can see plaques that you might have heard about, these tangled proteins called tau proteins, but you also see chronic inflammation, swelling. Now, this is kind of the same thing as you find in autoimmune diseases, this swelling, and that's where the immune system attacks the body. Now, we're all exposed to pathogens, to bacteria, to viruses that our immune system has to fight. And if you're exposed to a lot of them, your body can protect itself from some of these autoimmune diseases, sort of like practice makes perfect in a way. So they were wondering, maybe if we're exposed to pathogens, that would also help protect us against Alzheimer's. So what they did, they took the data from over 100 countries, around 170 countries around the world, developed and developing, and they looked at how many cases of Alzheimer's they had, how many years were lost to disease and disability because of the disease, and also compared it to their rates of hygiene, to water supply, to GDP, and so on and so forth. And they found this really high correlation between those that had really high hygiene levels and those that had really high levels of Alzheimer's.
So are they saying here that being clean makes you more likely to get Alzheimer's?
Well, that's the difficult thing. The NHS has actually even put out a rebuttal to this to just make it clear to people. So cause is very different from correlation. There's a famous relationship between how much ice cream is sold and shark attacks. Now, that doesn't mean that ice cream causes shark attacks. It just means that at the time of year they're eating a lot of ice cream, people go into the water more. Now, this means that there's a correlation between the two. We still don't understand the underlying cause of Alzheimer's. What they're hoping instead that this will do is for developing countries, we might now be able to understand that as they improve their hygiene, their water supplies and so on, they can predict that they'll get a higher rate of Alzheimer's and they can prepare themselves for it.
Really interesting work there, but it's going to take a while before we really understand
what they
found.
Before we really break down that relationship, yeah.
Brilliant. Well,